a non-settler. You won't settle for less than the absolute whatever it is. And I know it from me. I know it from what I notice in myself. That it's more important to have what's real, to get to what's real, to know what's real, is more important than that, than what that reality turns out to be. If it turns out to be something unpleasant, I'll take it anyway. If it's real, because I'd rather have what's real than what's false, even if it doesn't conform to what I hope it is, or what I think feels good, or what seems to feel good. Even if it turns out it feels bad to get reality, I'd rather have that than a false something that feels good. But it's not real. It isn't reality. So would you say that's true of you?
Yes.
So step one, I'm suggesting, is to see that more clearly, is to see and understand it more fully. That it isn't about the result, that it isn't about how it's going to look, how it's going to feel, what it's going to mean when that question is, again, resolved, not answered, resolved. What is reality? Is to see more fully what it shows you about yourself and what it suggests about what matters to you. So to see with your own eyes that you're not in any way in a false commitment, that you're not in any way, when a person's word is reality, it seems to me that that person is in a way suggesting that I won't settle for anything less. And a person who is in that attitude, a person who is already standing on a kind of a ground that isn't willing to compromise, even if it's convenient or feels good, is already in a certain place that other people are still trying to get to. Because one of the tasks of the actual spiritual life, the actual spiritual path, and one of the tasks of coming more and more to reality, and just as much any other word people use, coming more to truth, knowing God, whatever word suits you. One of the tasks, one of the requirements is that you be willing to shed, to get rid of, to let go of what isn't real. That you're willing to give up a false sense of comfort, that you're willing to see through an illusionary sense of security that isn't real. That you're willing to give up whatever has to be given up. You're willing to step out of whatever has to be stepped out of to reach the actual reality. And the process isn't one of bringing reality in. It's the exact opposite. It's the process of getting rid of everything that isn't real. Seeing through, stepping out of, understanding better what isn't real. Not having what isn't real blind you, have a hold on you, bias you, influence you. So it isn't you start from point A and reality is at point Z, and you go through the alphabet and eventually get there. A, B, C, D, and finally get to Z, and that's reality. It's the stepping out of everything one by one that isn't real, and what remains is reality.